Well, Superintendent Husfeld, thank you so much for coming on with us today to give a little update. Obviously, about 7 months or so after Hurricane Michael, there was student loss. I understand some teachers had moved away from the area, too, and those are things that were much talked about during the legislative session here. I wanted to see, again, where are you as a district at right now?
We are down approximately 4,000 students from that have moved away. We've probably lost almost 300 employees. We've lost overall about 13% of our student population is down, but the Title I schools in a certain part of the county, we have 16 elementary Title I schools on one side of the county, and 25% of that population is gone. And so we're going to struggle to get that population back anytime quickly because housing is such a big issue right now. Many of the apartment complexes, private and public complexes, have been just almost totally destroyed.
Addressing mental health, you know, is that a point of focus in the district as well at the moment?
It's been a major focus. Our big problem right now is that we don't have enough mental health assistance capacity. We have, since November 5th, Baker acted 113 students, and it rises every day. I think that previous storms have showed us and warned us that this was going to happen. We looked at some studies from Katrina and from Harvey and Maria, and we've contracted with some professionals in South Florida to guide us through this. We've written several grants, and one of our big asks from the legislators this past session was for some assistance in dealing with this. We just got notified, I guess yesterday, that we got a $1.2 million grant to help us with this. But it's a challenge daily for our teachers and our staffs and administrators to deal with the overwhelming number of children that are dealing with very serious emotional and personal issues in their lives.
Here in Tallahassee, the last 2 months, legislative session, the Panhandle and Hurricane Michael, you know, were kind of omnipresent topics of discussion amongst state lawmakers. Talking about the education budget, you know, has this budget, do you feel it's equipped you to recruit teachers adequately? And what's the feel based on, you know, what came out of Tallahassee this year?
You know, we're in a different situation now than we would have normally been in because we have lost so many students and teachers alike. We're not going to have a problem recruiting teachers. In fact, for the first time ever, we probably have more teachers than we need. So we just last Friday notified 100 teachers that they don't have jobs right now next year. If we hadn't have had the storm, yes, we would have been in the middle of trying to recruit teachers and find teachers like everybody else in the district. Now, with regards to the budget, I was very grateful for the increase in the base student allocation. That really is what makes the difference. That is where we're able to take funds to give raises and to try to do more than what we've actually been funded in the past. While it is an increase in base student allocation, we're still barely at where we were in 2006 right now. You know, we dealt obviously with the recession in 08, 09, and 10. And so we're still trying to struggle and get back to where we were before that. And so those challenges are real. The challenges and things we face are much different than most other districts right now. So I'm not knocking the funding that we got from the state because the base student allocation is really where you make the difference. There was a huge increase in the Best and Brightest program, and there was some legal changes in the language of that, which we think it'll make it much better and more fair for teachers to be eligible for it. And I think that's one thing that's going to make a huge difference for a lot of individuals.
A name I'm sure you're familiar with, Senator Bill Monford, he was pushing pretty hard for some legislation to hold harmless the Panhandle districts, you know, when it comes to funding loss with student loss, hold them harmless for the loss of students when it comes to funding. Did anything end up happening with that, and how big is that for a district that's lost, you know, upwards of 10% of students?
That's huge. One of the biggest challenges that we faced was a $25 million deficit between the current year we're in and next year. The state did fund us 12.4, so they did give us partial funding for that. My goal was not to let any teachers go, was to try to let a year's attrition take care of it. We were unable to do that because we just didn't get all the funding we needed, but we're very grateful for the 12.4 that we did get to make up for our loss. But after that, we're going to have some very tough decisions to make between this year and the end of next year. And what I mean by that, it's not that it's a crisis thing right now, but we have to tighten our belts so that the following year that we don't have to lay off a bunch of people.